Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like when your fantasy league meets up at your house. Everything's great until the hot plate gets too hot for the tablecloth. Now your kitchen's up in smoke. And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, the cost to fix this is anything but a fantasy. So switch to Allstate, save money, and get protected from mayhem like this. Not available in every state. Based on coverage selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary.
What You Need to Know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Louda, what do you got?
All right, guys. So you guys know I love me some Disneyland, and that when I can, I will dip in there, right? The mouse
dip.
Is... yes.
Dip.
I don't even know who that was. There's so many voices back there. I was like, it was a cat.
Cap.
Was
it? Who else? Who else?
I mean, I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt, you know? Anyways, so I was reading that there is some... You know, I already told you that Toontown is closed until March 2023 because they're renovating. But Downtown Disney is getting renovations as well. They're going to put in new restaurants. And one of the coolest ones that Lindy and I were talking about yesterday is that a hotel is going to be Pixar themed. And if you stay in that hotel, you're going to be able to come into the park an hour earlier, which... Come on, that's awesome.
So at 7 as opposed to 8.
Yep. And you're going to have a direct path to California Adventure. So I thought that was cool.
Right, instead of having to wait till 1 o'clock to park hop.
No.
That's
like
cool.
They're going to do a direct path like for you to come into California Adventure.
Oh, I see. From the hotel.
Yep.
Gotcha. That's cool.
Yeah. I mean,
that is definitely something people want to know because a lot of people go to Disneyland.
I haven't been to Disney in so long, and I'm going, I think.
I'm so excited for you. Did you make a reservation?
He's going as in, like, next week after never is what he was
about to say. No, here's the deal. My daughter's coming home from college, and she's like, Dad, it's my birthday, and I really want to go to Disneyland. And I'm like, well, okay, I think I got, like, some stuff. Like, you know, now that I'm an ESPN guy, I got some stuff. And she's like, okay. And then, like, it took me, like, a year and a half or so to try and figure out how to use the
pass system.
Yeah. Like, and I'm still not there. I'm going to have to talk to Lindsay and Laura and get some
help. Did you make a reservation? Because I can't even tell you how many times
you need a reservation.
Disney World. There were people that came from other countries that were checking into the Disney hotels saying, what do you mean a reservation? And they're like, you can't get into the park unless you have a reservation. They're like, well, I have tickets. And they're like, you need a reservation.
Oh, wait, there's a difference between a reservation and a ticket?
Correct.
Oh, because I was on like the portal and I was like going
to
print out my tickets.
There's a little tab that says reservations. Oh. You need to make a reservation.
I'll show you. I'll help you out
Thank
with that.
Thank you,
because it's
Lindsay.
Totally different. A lot of people don't even know that, I guess.
Apparently. Still at Disneyland, you need to do that. Yep.
Wow. And that's really literally everybody who goes into it. You can't like walk up to Disneyland today and buy a ticket and go
not
in?
Anymore.
Not yet. Need a reservation. It's actually better, I think, for crowd control.
Yeah.
I think I find it more enjoyable.
Inside the park.
Correct.
Less people.
Yeah.
Okay.
I find it more enjoyable. Less lines.
Agreed.
Less, you know.
Yeah.
Agreed. So, Captain.
I think it's great.
Yeah.
Another thing you guys need to know.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That your boy keeps hanging up on me.
Nuh-uh.
Uh-huh.
Uh-oh.
Why is positive hanging up on you?
I don't know.
Positive is turning it into a negative?
three times.
Wow, I don't want positive.
Three times.
You've called him, put him on hold, and then he hangs up?
No. Like, I've called, I'm like, I'm like, hi, and then click.
Wow. Uh-oh. That's weird.
You better send him a text.
I am. I'm going to slide into his DMs.
Oh, boy.
Here we go. You have his number. Why you got to slide into the DMs? It's weird.
All right, I'll text him.
Yeah, I don't want to be like, this is a weird girl.
You know what? Yeah. All right. That is What You Need to Know, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. This is always an adventure with you.
Oh.
I mean, jeez. For the love. Anywho. So real quick, there are a couple of things out there in regards to the Lakers. There was a report today by Mark Stein that the Lakers are seriously, in air quotes, interested in Quinn Snyder, who just got eliminated yesterday with his team with the Utah Jazz. I said earlier in the week to Marco, as Cap is typing furiously to Positive K, that...
No, I just said to Positive, I go, yo, Positive, what's up, dog?
Yeah.
Like, what's the deal, man?
Right.
Like, why are you clicking?
Yeah.
Why are you hanging up?
You got him?
No, he hung up again.
He hung up again? On you again?
Yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Four times.
Quinn Snyder, go ahead.
Four times.
Wow.
Kind of smelled that.
We're done. No Positive K.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
He doesn't want to talk to you.
That is clearly not the case. Maybe he doesn't want to talk to you.
Maybe.
Maybe. You know why he doesn't want to talk to you?
Why is that?
Because a lot of people are sending us tweets right now.
A lot of people as in what?
As in like millions.
Like three.
Sure.
Like millions.
Three people.
Okay? And you know what they're saying?
What are they saying?
They're saying that Positive K is in fact the female voice of I Got a Man.
Okay. See?
What you mean? That's what they're saying.
Debate rages.
Okay. Well, anyway.
Quinn Snyder, head coach, Lakers.
So,
possibility.
I don't believe so.
You don't? Okay.
I talked.
Fits the bill, doesn't he?
Yes and no.
Yeah? Okay.
Yes, because he's a good coach.
Yeah. Looks the part.
Two.
Yeah.
The problem is, A, he still has a job.
Okay.
He hasn't been fired.
Minor things.
So, right. He's under contract, which means if you want him, you're going to have to give compensation. The Lakers don't have enough of that.
Okay.
And the other part of this is the Lakers. So this came out today. Shams Charania reported of The Athletic that the Lakers are either interviewing or going to interview Darvin Ham, longtime assistant for Mike Budenholzer at the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah.
He actually was a Lakers assistant back in like the 11-12 range back
player,
then.
Player, right? Way back in the day.
Was a good player
in
the NBA. He was a very good player. Played for about a decade.
Yeah, yeah.
He's been the guy. He's one of those guys that, much like in the NFL, the hot assistants.
Right.
Right, for years.
Yeah.
He's being interviewed by a lot of teams right now.
Is he the Eric Bieniemy of the NBA?
I don't know if he's the Eric Bieniemy because he's been talked about. I mean,
you know, every year Bieniemy's name comes up.
Yeah.
And then everybody's like, why doesn't he get a job?
No, I don't think there's been that. Also, the difference, I think, is that there are a lot of black head coaches in the NBA. So there's not really that pressure to feel like one guy needs to get a job.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, so I believe that that's the type of guy the Lakers want.
Darvin Ham.
A first-time head coach.
Okay.
Someone who is young. Someone who perhaps they could wield some power over.
Someone who's controllable.
That's what I heard. Yeah.
Yeah, that's, okay. Yeah, that's an interpretation.
That's my...
Didn't you have that with Luke?
Informed, yes.
Yeah, okay.
That is my informed hypothesis, let's call it.
Don't
a
listen
guy
to that.
You can control.
Don't listen to that right there. This guy right here, he likes to drop nuggets.
Okay. Morsels.
Oh, yeah, morsels, not nuggets.
So he's telling me something right now.
Right. Okay. So that's exactly what he's doing. He's telling you that it's informed, but it's really, he's not reporting anything.
I got you.
He wants to make sure. He doesn't want to have a report associated with his name.
Nope. He said 2 hours ago he's good at this.
Right. He's not Shams.
Yeah, I got you.
He's not Woj. He doesn't want to have the report associated with his name. But when he's right, he's going to tell us how right he was.
I like it.
Yes. It's smart. It's a good move.
That is good.
It's a good move.
But how many times have I been right about this stuff?
Enough that it gets annoying when you tell us how right you are all the time. But yes, I acknowledge it.
So
unfortunately,
first year head coach,
not necessarily that. It's someone who, to Scott's point, they can wield some control over. It could be, let's call it a coach who perhaps hasn't had a job in a while. You know what I mean?
Someone who really, really wants a job and will take it because even though they're paid less, they want that status of head coach. They believe in themselves that they can be the guy to turn things around. But when the organization says, but we do this and this and this, and you just go out and do what we tell you to do,
you're
like, that sucks, but I really want to be a head coach.
Does that guy have a name?
No, I don't know if that guy has a name, but I'm just there's people who fit into those boxes.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
And Darvin Ham is an assistant, and I think Darvin Ham could be a good coach. So this is not knocking his ability to be a good coach. I'm just saying that when you're dabbling in the assistant pool or you're dabbling in the I've been out of work pool for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
That's...
You want some desperation on that seat.
That's the reason you're going into that pool.
I got you.
Because you are able to say to them, we got leverage on you, buddy. You didn't have that many people knocking on your
door. Okay, all right.
Now,
That sucks.
I think that's a mistake.
Depends on how you handle it.
So I think with Darvin Ham specifically, which is the report that was out there earlier, I think that could be a huge mistake. If that's the person you really want. Because my understanding is the Lakers are going to take their time with the coaching hire and are not – their timeline is the next couple months to get someone in place before the draft. I think that's a mistake. I think – I'm not saying you need to rush through it, but I do think that you could miss out on a good, young, up-and-coming assistant who can become the next great head coach if you take too long.
Hmm.
And I think that someone like Darvin Ham, if I had to guess, again – not reporting. If I had to guess, DeMarco.
Informed.
I loved what he says.
I would guess that he's going to have multiple head coaching interviews this offseason.
Okay. Same as I heard about McVay back in the day, just counterpoint. They said if he's young, but if you wait until he's ready, you won't be able to afford him by the time he is.
So I don't buy the Quinn Snyder stuff.
Okay.
And I would say that
I like Quinn Snyder, though.
I do like him.
Yeah.
And I would say if I were offering free advice, as Cap likes to know, I'd like to offer free advice.
Free advice, okay.
To the Lakers if they were listening. If it were me offering the free advice, I would not necessarily take too long, because someone like a Darvin Ham, if that's indeed someone you're interested in, could have his pick of some other job.
Can I ask a question of you? What about the LeBron James factor?
Okay. Glad you're bringing this up.
Are coaches clamoring to coach him, or the opposite?
I don't have a read on that yet.
Okay.
Not exactly where I was going with it, but there is a dilemma here.
Yeah.
Because just like we were talking about earlier about who makes what decisions and what players are at the table and so on, if you go hire a coach that LeBron doesn't give his blessing to, now what is the next problem that you're dealing with? Which is your superstar player who's going to be 38 years old next season, who's desperate to win now, who now looks at the coach and goes, I didn't pick this guy, and I didn't really want him, and I don't really respect this guy, and they're kind of forcing this guy on me. The dilemma I think the Lakers face is, how much of an opinion do you give LeBron about this coaching hire? And by the way, for someone like myself who thinks LeBron should have less of a voice when it comes to personnel, I'm going to surprise you here a little bit and tell you, I actually think LeBron should have quite a large voice in who they hire as coach.
Wow.
I do believe that.
So if I were recklessly speculating, I would guess that LeBron would, you know, when that report was out there that, you know, the Lakers and Nick Nurse, I would guess that that would be someone LeBron would be interested in.
How many times is he going to say guess?
He doesn't want to report it.
Okay. Because he's got a championship, right?
Yeah.
He's considered one of the better X's and O's coaches in the NBA. He's still young and vibrant and creative, and he's got a pedigree. So, and his agent happens to be a gentleman named Andy Miller, who joined Rich Paul's Clutch Sports Group. Andy Miller's one of the big, there's only like three like huge coaching agents in the NBA, and he happens to be one of them. And he linked up his business, they merged with Clutch Sports. So I think if I were following the tea leaves.
See what he's doing here? He's dropping morsels.
I would think that would be someone that that's why that report was out, because it'd be someone that LeBron would be interested in. And by the way, everyone should be interested in, except, again, he's also under contract.
Wow.
He also works for a general manager who is considered, in Masai Ujiri, one of the best general managers and one of the hardest negotiators in the NBA. So he ain't giving you Nick Nurse for nothing.
Okay.
You know?
Wow.
So it kind of puts them in a quandary, and it also just kind of allows them to tell LeBron, hey, man, you know, we tried, but, you know, Masai wants like 37,000 picks, and we're not going to be able to do that because we don't have them, you know what I mean, because we traded them all away, you know, to get Anthony Davis, so we're not going to be able to do that. So we're going to have to go with a different kind of coach.
Yeah, but you know what's interesting?
You guess.
It's just a guess. But you mentioned Spoelstra, and you look at Miami, and this is the difference between the Lakers and Miami, okay? Everybody knows Pat Riley runs the Miami Heat.
Yes.
And everybody knows that Eric Spoelstra was his hand-picked, trained guy. He not going anywhere. That's Pat Riley's guy. So everybody know who runs the organization? Pat Riley. And everybody knows who the coach is and who he's going to be, because that's Pat Riley's guy.
Right.
And so when you have that sort of consistency, I don't care if it's football, baseball, basketball, it doesn't matter. That's why the Heat every year are good. They're competitive. They're a real contender every year. And that's why the Lakers are going up and down and up and down like the stock market, because every year everything changes.
Right.
It would be so great for the Lakers to find a coach that they believe will be their coach for the next 4 or 5 years. That might even lead them through the end of LeBron's career, or at least the end of his Laker tenure. I'll say it like that.
I still like the Quinn Snyder idea, though. I really do.
If he gets fired.
Yeah, I still like that
idea. I don't think the Lakers would be in on that, though.
I don't think LeBron would be in on it.
Oh, I think LeBron would be in on it.
Yeah?
I
think so? Is Quinn's agent also?
Nope.
Okay, just want to make sure.
But I think Quinn is also regarded as a really good coach.
I understand.
Around league circles.
Also got good hair.
Great hair.
Doesn't he have good hair?
Great hair.
He's got that one little curl that comes off to the side of his forehead. It looks cool.
He has aged a ton over the last decade, though.
Yeah, he's only
a head coach. Yeah. A lot more gray.
Like when he was hired, he was like 29. He's like 35 now. He looks like he's 70 all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Wasn't he in Missouri?
He was the head coach of Missouri.
I remember talking about him back then. Yeah.
Was he? Where was he right before? Was before he went to Utah? Was he at Missouri before Utah, or was he somewhere else before?
I want to say he was an assistant briefly somewhere else.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. He was an assistant with the Lakers at one point too.
I guess.
I don't know what happened to my man Positive K. I'm pretty negative on this.
Yeah.
It's pretty much a bummer because you know
he hung up on me five times.
He hung up on Laura five times.
Why would you do that? We're trying to get to the bottom of this.
Right. I mean,
are you sure it's MC Light? You're not. You're,
I mean, that's what YouTube says, bro.
People say
that's
a video.
People,
it's not a remake.
People say that's not her.
Watson
people on Twitter are saying
there.
That's not her.
Oh,
hey,
okay.
Here's your chance to attend our exclusive Lombardi Party Trophy, May 12th at Hollywood Park Casino with Mace. Mace will be there. Plus, you can take a photo with the Lombardi Trophy like Cap did. Make sure you grab it by the neck like a rattlesnake, apparently. And celebrate with the Ramley. Caller number 7 right now at 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. We'll win 2 passes to the party on May 12th at Hollywood Park Casino, hosted by Mason, Rams souvenir gear, and, of course, a chance to win autographed Rams gear and more. So caller 7 right now. All right, coming up next. You know, we didn't pay off, speaking of payoffs, we were going to talk about, we talked about earlier about the NFC and how there seems to be a path for the Rams, and it could be a less challenging path than trying to get through the AFC. The Chargers and the Raiders are in the AFC, and in what I think is now the toughest division in the sport. Let's kind of discuss that a little bit on the other side. We'll get to that. We're here at the Rams Draft House. Draft going on tonight. Don't forget, after us, there will be ESPN Radio's coverage of the draft, so make sure you stay tuned here. If you're locked to the station, you won't miss a thing beyond us as well. So we'll get to that. Big Deal or No Deal coming up at 6:30. Stick around. We're back in 2 minutes.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yes, sir, Christopher. We are here at the Rams Draft House in Hollywood Hills, a beautiful location. And thanks again to the Rams for having us out here today. Also, congratulations to Jose Navarro from Southgate, who was our winner for the Rams party at Hollywood Park Casino on May 12th with Steve Mason. Of course, listen all day long for your chance to win and hang out at the Rams Lombardi Party Trophy. So DeMarco Farr is hanging out with us today here on Sedano and Cap. We are lucky to have him here. Kaplan now doesn't have shoes on. He looks wet. What's happened here? What has transpired here?
Just took a little dip in the pool here.
You didn't. Are you wet? No way. You did. No, that's just your shorts. Okay, go ahead.
Well, the guys from the social media team here, they understand, DeMarco, the sort of dad bod model that I really am.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
You know? And so as a dad bod kind of model, we're just out here doing modeling kind of things.
Yeah.
I like it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Right. Thank you.
It'll all be on the social media. On ESPN Los Angeles, on Twitter, on Instagram. Do we have a TikTok for ESPN Los Angeles? A TikTok?
Really?
Yeah. So, and of course, speaking of downloading and apps and things like that, make sure you download the ESPN LA app. One app, one tap. No more multiple taps. No more trying to find us in like behind 37 different devices. No. Open it up, and immediately the first thing you hear is the stream. And then you start seeing all the ugly mugs of all of us.
That's right.
But you can find the podcast there. All our contesting will be there. It is a one-stop shop. So make sure you go and download it regardless of what kind of phone you have in your app store, whether it's a Droid, an Android, or an iPhone. Go to your app store, ESPN LA, and make sure you space ESPN in LA, and you will find the app. Download it quick, man. We've already had tons, thousands of people have literally downloaded it in one day. So everybody's getting on it.
So did you guys, like, tell Laura don't put Positive K on the
No.
air?
No.
Because I just talked to Positive. I just talked to
him. Did you really?
I swear to you, I did. I'm like, Positive, what's up? He's like, yo, man. He's like, I'm out here waiting for you guys. I said, well, our producer keeps talking to you, says you've hung up on him 5 times. He goes, man, me and your producer, we got something going on. I don't know what's up. And I'm
Laura.
Like,
what has happened?
Laura, tell us. Give us a description, Laura. Unless Laura's talking to Positive K right now. Oh.
Oh. A revelation.
Oh, geez. Hey now.
There's a helicopter coming for you, I'm guessing.
Really?
Police copter.
Really? Yeah. Whoa, this thing's right over us. Whoa.
Yeah. Wow.
Wait a second. All right, hold on. Positive K is here.
Yeah.
All right. Positive K, good afternoon. Welcome to Sedano and Cap. We're at the draft house here for the Rams. Positive, how are you, sir?
I can't complain, even though I could, but I'm all right.
Yeah, you ain't going to complain. Positive, last week, DeMarco here said, I got a team.
Yes, sir. Because
he's trying to decide if he's going to become a Dodger fan.
And I jumped in and said, what's your team got to do with me?
And as soon as we said that, Positive, we had to have you on the show. So thank you very much for calling in.
Well, thank you for having me, and I think he has a team.
Now, Positive, I think you need to explain something to us. We're not really sure. We're surfing on the internet, and there's a lot of conflicting information out there. Who plays the female part in I Got a Man?
See, now this, I was leaving that for my book to be released, but since I'm here with you guys, I'm gonna tell you what it is. All right, I was doing a song with Big Daddy Kane, who's my producer, and he was the one that said, hey, man, what you did for the reference for MC Light, which was I Got a Man after I'm Not Having It. And I did the song, and we did it. We tweaked it. We used some technology. And next thing I know, Freddie Fox walked in one day while we were mixing the song, and he was like, who's the chick? And he was like, see, I told you.
So was it you or MC Light?
It was me, but I referenced it for it was supposed to be a reference for MC Light. That's what it was. It was supposed to be a reference, but you know, I was like, but listen, don't you guys get it misconstrued? I wasn't in there like dressing up or doing anything. I'm just saying, there's nothing wrong with that.
And I'm guessing they played with the levels of your voice and tinkered with it in the studio, right? A little bit?
We took the bass out, everything. I pitched the nose. I was like, what you mean gang do it with me? I did that. So that's what it was. So, yeah.
Oh, and then they played it as the hook. Okay. Okay.
That's what happened.
Think
wow.
My,
what happened.
I think my favorite line.
I did the whole song. The whole song is me. Everything.
The whole song is you.
100%. That's why I'm sitting I'm sitting in my back deck right now by the lake. That's the whole song is me. 100%.
Nice. George, what did you find?
I mean, listen, it says here on the...
It says MC Light and Positive K right here.
Yeah. But that's why he was saving it for his book, because he knows that this is a question people have been asking.
Hey, listen. That's not what my royalty check says.
That settles that. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
Positive K, where do you live? What are you up to in your life nowadays?
Man, I'm doing a lot of stand-up comedy right now. I'm still recording. I'm still recording and doing songs. Matter of fact, the summer is mine. I know Drake is doing this thing. Everybody's doing this thing. But the summer is mine. I own the summer of 2022. Matter of fact, by next month, I'm on deck. But I do a lot of stand-up comedy right now. A lot of rappers are out here, but I've been the first one doing it for a long time. Before Kid, from Kid and Play, before T.I., anybody who was from the music industry, I was the first doing comedy. So I do a lot of comedy, man. I work a lot of days during the week at comedy clubs and also, you know, rap shows. I'll be at Pittsburgh on the 29th with Rakim, Das Effect, Jazzy Jeff, Big Daddy Kane. I'll be in Pittsburgh. June 4th, I'll be in New York. I got a bunch of dates coming up, man. You know, July 16th, I'll be in Florence, South Carolina. It's going to be crazy, man. I'm out here working. I don't even know the dates to give you the dates. But I just want to get on with you guys because you guys are good, you know.
Yeah, we
need you guys do what you do.
I appreciate you. Now, I got a question for you because – my guy Scott here, who's been on the phone with you this whole time, we found out something about him yesterday that I want to get your expert opinion on, okay, Positive K?
What your man got to do with me.
Okay. So let me ask you a question. So Scott revealed to us yesterday that he shares his location and with his girlfriend on his phone, like a tracking device, and vice versa. I said, that sounds like you don't have a lot of trust in your relationship. He claims that it's the complete opposite, that they trust each other so much that they're willing to track each other. What say you, Positive K?
I say this. She must be the most gorgeous woman on the planet. I want him to share her tracking information with me. How about that?
That's great.
Doing that? Listen, I don't want anybody to know where I'm at. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you. That's what I'm saying. Well, Positive.
I probably tell it all myself, but I was in two places last night. So I just.
Wow.
Positive, when are you going to come out to L.A. and do a show out here in L.A.? In fact, what are you doing on June 24th? Oh, man, June 24th. What are you up to, dude?
Why don't you guys bring me out? I'll be July 9th. I'll be at Whiskey the Go-Go, Hollywood and Sunset. We'll be out there doing that. You know, I'll be rocking that by myself. Come on, man. If you guys got, hey, come on. You know, do what you got to do, man. Give me a horse. In about 15 days, and I can get there.
No, I was thinking, you know, we got this big award show called the Mandy's, and a Positive K, what your man got to do with me performance at the Mandy's. George, I mean, come on, that's quality entertainment.
It'd be great. You're going to make sure you get the man. Okay. You're going to make sure you get the man's quote?
Am I going to get his quote?
Yeah, he's got. You're going to talk to his agent and his people to get him out here?
Oh,
you don't
right.
think he's coming for free?
Well,
do
you know about free?
People or talk to your people? The 24th is good. And I do comedy while I'm out there. I can hit the comedy store. I can do Laugh Factory. It'll be wonderful. Let's do it.
See?
Come on, man. If you guys are down, I'm down.
I'm so down. I'm more down than anybody here, apparently.
Yeah. We'll do it.
And I'm going to charge you half price.
I like it.
We got a promo code, ESPN 710. Yeah. We get half price on Positive K.
Positive K.
It's really full price. I'm just saying it's half price.
Positive K, thank you so much for hanging out with us and dealing with our shenanigans, man. Thank you so much.
Much love, Positive.
Hey, yo, Scott, thanks for reaching out to me because this guy, he's really persistent. Thank you, Scott.
All right.
Oh, wow. We know.
Really persistent.
And listen, I want to know where he at. I want to share your location. I want to know where he at, Scott.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. He can add you. Don't worry, Positive K. So clearly he's sharing with everybody else.
I want to know where you are, too, man.
Yeah. All right, Positive. Thank you.
Later.
Hey, guys. Enjoy, man. Hey, thanks for having me. Thank you, guys. Thank
yes, sir.
Positive K.
Unbelievable.
Does both voices.
By the way, did you hear immediately when I brought that up? He was like,
Yeah.
Right.
He was not.
You heard that. Mm. Yeah, money. Mm-hmm. We can talk.
No. I'm talking about when I asked the location. Well, that
oh,
part,
the
too.
Location.
The
yeah, he did kind of.
Well, immediately he was like,
But did you hear what he said? He goes, I don't want anybody tracking me. I was in two places last night.
That was
night.
A pretty
I was
good
like,
one.
Whoa, positive.
All
you're right.
I heard we just, is we you're just... persistent.
Oh, yeah. There's that, too. We know how persistent you can be. Yeah. So much so that sometimes it could get us into a little trouble.
Come on.
Just saying.
Come on.
Yeah.
Only a little trouble. Not a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
A little bit. Yeah. Not a lot of bit.
He denied
bit.
Our calls 5 times, bro.
Wow.
He was like, damn, all right,
but you
fine.
Got him. You got him, though.
Yeah.
In the meantime,
he promoted his show July 9th at the Whiskey a Go-Go.
Big
Come
time.
On.
Yeah. Learn something, too.
You know,
so it was him. He said it was him on
Are
the song.
Are you going to go?
Yeah, I'd love to go. What's the day of the week? Anybody know?
July 9th is a Saturday.
Really?
Yeah.
100%?
How do you know
yes.
that?
I know it because I'm going to be at the Hermosa Beach Open that week.
Oh, okay. I'm like, how do you know that?
All right, wow. Very good. Wait
What's
a calendar?
December 10th?
Very nice.
What day is that, December 10th?
That's a Tuesday.
Oh, that if you,
no, it's a Tuesday.
That
that's a,
I don't know.
It's a Tuesday.
I just know because Hermosa Beach Open to me is one of the coolest L.A. events that you can find. It's a big-ass party there.
Yeah. Nice.
What's so open about it?
It's the AVP Open.
Oh, that. Yeah, okay, gotcha.
Volleyball tour.
Gotcha. Yeah. Could have been a golf tournament for all I knew.
No.
Yeah.
No. There's an LPGA tournament by us today.
No, I'll be at the AVP.
Yeah.
That sounds fun, actually. Yeah. Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah. All right, coming up next, big deal or no deal from the Rams Draft House here in Hollywood Hills. We will keep you up to date on anything going on. We still didn't get to that AFC discussion we're going to have. We'll have that at the end of
There's
the show.
There's nobody here paying attention to the draft, by the way. Everybody
well,
with the Rams?
I mean, the Rams people are upstairs.
No, they're like, whatever.
You think so?
I'm like, what pick we in? They're like, we don't know.
Yeah, they'll get there. They pick it till like 9 o'clock.
Yeah,
but you can catch it right here on 710 ESPN. Or you can listen on your ESPN LA app,
mm-hmm.
which you should download right now from your app store. All right, we're back in 2 minutes.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, big deal or no deal. Linz, what do you got?
All right, so this one's just coming down the pipeline over the past, I don't know, 30, 40 minutes or so. But the 76ers have said that Joel Embiid has suffered a right orbital fracture and mild concussion from last night's game in Toronto, and now he is out indefinitely.
Oh,
whoa.
Embiid was hit in the face by an inadvertent Pascal Siakam elbow late in Philly's blowout win over Toronto in Game 6 last night. Obviously, this is a big deal, but how does this change the next series for the 76ers, Sedano?
Well, if you can't go, they're toast in like 4 or 5.
They're done.
If I had to recklessly speculate about his availability, I believe he will still play in the series a significant amount of time.
How? So, how can you play with an orbital fracture?
Mask. They use a mask.
Your eyes at stake.
Kyrie did it.
Rip Hamilton did it for his entire career after he just kept the mask on the whole time. But yeah,
I thought that was a nose. Oh,
guys
okay.
can do it.
Okay.
No, like they can wear the mask for the orbital too.
Oh. That like Phantom of the Opera look?
Yeah, I've seen
it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, listen, without him, they got no chance. He's the guy. He's their team. He's the centerpiece. And
I mean, he's literally an MVP candidate.
Yeah. And listen, I mean, it's like last year when the Lakers had a 2-1 lead over the Suns, I thought, that's it. It's over. And then Anthony Davis got hurt. And that was the end of the Lakers. And so this is actually a much bigger loss for Philadelphia than Anthony Davis is for the Lakers.
Wow.
Because you still got LeBron.
Wait, time out. You said he was out indefinitely, though.
That's what Philadelphia said in the
announcement. Is that just smoke?
I think so.
Okay.
I think he'll miss game one, probably,
yeah.
If I had to guess. And then he's going to play game 2 or 3.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But maybe I'm wrong. I mean, that's just my guess.
A medium deal, right?
Yeah, medium deal.
Medium deal.
Yeah.
All right.
What's next, Linz?
All right, so Dodgers part owner Todd Boehly is reportedly on the verge of buying London-based Premier League team Chelsea Football Club.
Wow.
It's a last-minute bid that is expected to be over $3 billion, which would be a record for pro sports. Boehly and his partners must pass the Premier League's owners and directors test before the sale is allowed to be completed. So just looking at this from like a Dodgers and Dodger fans standpoint of view, a Dodgers part owner buying the Chelsea Football Club. Is that a big deal or no deal, Cap?
Well, I mean, these are big transactions. So by that very nature, those are big deals. As for I'm a Dodger fan and this guy owns, you say Chelsea, or he's going to buy Chelsea?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really see how it's a big deal for Dodger fans. I mean, I suppose there could be at some point some kind of crossover where maybe Chelsea comes over here and plays a friendly at Dodger Stadium. Or,
that'd be fun.
Or maybe the Dodgers are marketed over in Europe because he's got his hands in this. But as far as the fan is concerned, I don't think it's a big deal.
Dodgers go to London. It'd be fun. What do you think, DeMarco?
Kind of a big deal. Stan Kroenke owns Arsenal.
Yeah.
Dodgers buy Chelsea, like you said. Promote soccer here, yeah. But just beware of what you wish for, because their fans will start to comment on your product if they don't like your owner. So just know that.
I feel like that's becoming such a common thing with owners of the three, you know, American big sports buying soccer teams.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like the Glazers who own the Buccaneers own, which one is it? Is it Manchester United?
Man U.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jimmy Haslam owns I forget which team he owns, but he owns a
If you're
team.
Smart, you should. That is guaranteed money over there.
The Fenway Sports Group owns Liverpool.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a big deal. It's a big deal because soccer continues to only grow in this country. It's the ability to have, to your point, Linz, earlier, the Chelsea, or your point, Scott, to have Chelsea play friendlies here at Dodger Stadium. LA's a huge soccer market to begin with.
No doubt.
To bring more of that here stateside, I think, is smart. It's smart for the English Premier League
to
be able to expand their brand, which is already a pretty big brand, has a pretty big footprint here. NBC has owned that and kind of staked their, put their stake in the ground on that. So I think overall in the sports landscape, it's a big deal.
Soccer fan?
Ish.
Okay.
I'm a soccer fan as in I love the game. And if I could cross it on television and be like, I'm just going to stop. I don't even know who's playing.
Yeah.
But I don't have a Premier League team. Like, I know a lot of friends of mine, Man City, Man U. They've already got a team, you know. I don't have a team that I follow. And then when it comes to Major League Soccer, you know, we've got LAFC, so that's kind of the team that I follow. But I don't do a good enough job because the MLS has become a really, really good league with a great fan base and an exciting product. And I can't wait to go to an LAFC game this year.
Hmm. Chelsea is a big club, and it's going to – there's a lot of fans.
That's a big
deal. I got introduced to English Premier League by a buddy of mine who I've known for 20 years who's a big Chelsea supporter.
Here or over there?
Oh, no, in this country.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Okay.
And we used to, you know, we used to go to games, watch parties and stuff in the morning.
Yeah, right.
And go hang out and drink beer and watch soccer and
beer at 8 in the morning.
And when they won the Champions League, you know, it was exciting. It was an exciting run, and it was even more exciting because they won in like, you know, the 88th minute, I believe, of the 90 minutes with Didier Drogba scoring. So like I know Chelsea pretty well, and I don't have an English Premier League team, but I kind of follow them a little bit tangentially because my buddy loves them.
Did you have a scarf on when you were watching Ed Sedgwick?
No.
You didn't have a scarf?
I did have a blue shirt. Just
that's a legit question. Nice.
You need the token
just
scarf.
Like a blue t-shirt. You know?
Ah, okay.
All right, we got time for one more, so I'll ask you guys. Sure. Dirty Dancing or Browns? Which one are we going with here?
What?
Dirty Dancing or Browns?
Sure. Dirty Dancing or Browns?
Yeah. Browns is in Cleveland Browns?
Yeah.
Dirty Dancing.
I'm picking between the two.
Yeah. She's giving us choices.
Oh, okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Dirty Dancing?
Dirty Dancing.
Okay. All right. So after 35 years, Dirty Dancing is getting a sequel, and none other than Jennifer Grey is set to make a triumphant return to our screens for it.
Wow.
After an eventful trip to Kellerman's with her family back in the 80s, of course, Baby is going to come back, and we don't know if Baby the part is going to come back in the film. There aren't a lot of details out, but Lionsgate announced that the film was in the works during a presentation at Comic-Con in Las Vegas. So is it Dirty Dancing sequel with Jennifer Grey playing a part, which we don't know what it is yet, a big deal or no deal?
So I'm like really annoyed by all these like second parts of movies 30 years later.
Yeah.
Because to me, it's kind of like, hey, we can't come up with something new. It's an established franchise and brand, so let's just make money with it. And listen, I'm not saying you can't make a movie because somebody's no longer here, but Patrick Swayze was the other side of that, right?
Right.
I mean, no Patrick Swayze.
The A side.
She made it a point to say no one could ever take his place or fill his shoes or anything like that. So I don't know. Maybe she's like the mom and it's her kids and they're going back to the resort all these years later. That's my guess.
But you will see Maverick, though, right?
Oh, yes.
See?
Yeah, I know. Like I saw Coming to America Part 2.
Of course.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Exactly. So, the movie's good. I've seen it. It's a good movie. The first time around. First one.
Oh, the first one.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, most people have seen that movie.
Yes.
My wife loves that movie. Great Anytime movie. It pops on TV, she watches that thing. So people will want to watch that. And I get the notion of, you know, you got to go back in time and pull, you know, something out 30 years later. But, I mean, a lot of the best movies now are either comic book movies, like as far as, you know, those are the ones that make money.
Yeah, yeah.
Or the ones that win awards are these indie films.
Yeah.
So the movie industry is in a weird place. So to make money, they got to go back 30 years to draw you out of your house and you out of your house and me out of my house and my wife out of my house to get people to go to the theaters again.
And also, when you try and say to my kids who have never seen Dirty Dancing, oh, they say Dirty Dancing 2, and it becomes a box office hit, and they all want to see it, and then they got to go back and they got to see Dirty Dancing 1. Right.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of reasons why you do it, but
the nostalgia.
Don't like it.
Yeah.
Nostalgia.
They didn't get me out of the house the first time, George. I never saw that movie in the theater.
No, I bet that your wife has.
Yeah. Me neither.
That's like a chick flick movie to the max.
Now,
it's a great one.
Now, Roadhouse, on the other hand.
Only because you like that Patrick Swayze like roundhouse kicks everyone.
I know. Yes. It's not that the roundhouse kick. It's when Patrick Swayze's finishing move was when he would just reach into your throat and just pull your like esophagus right out of your body.
No doubt.
Is that the body part he pulled out?
Yes,
I don't know.
The throat.
Okay. So the esophagus and throat are the same thing?
No doubt.
Okay.
I mean, just do the Browns. Go ahead. What the hell?
Yeah, come on.
Bingo.
Cleveland alert. All right. So ever since the Browns obtained Deshaun Watson in and traded with the Texans, it seemed like Baker was destined for Carolina. So the Panthers, with only one choice in the first three rounds, passed on taking a quarterback Thursday. But Kimberly Martin of ESPN reports that the Panthers' pursuit of Mayfield is heating up and added that Mayfield could end up with Carolina by the end of the weekend.
Wow.
I'm only asking for my own personal curiosity. If Baker Mayfield ends up with the Panthers, is it a big deal or no deal?
To me,
kind of a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a big deal for the fact that I don't see that working.
They're not going to win the Super Bowl with him.
No.
Yeah.
Duh.
I don't think he's good enough. Do you?
I just don't think he's good enough to be a team leader to take a franchise like Carolina and say, all right, everybody.
Yeah.
You know, I'm looking for redemption, and I'm going to do everything I can do. His reputation,
is he head and shoulders above Sam Darnold?
Yes.
Is he head and shoulders above Case Keenum?
Yes.
By how much? Because I don't think
head
so.
Head and shoulders.
I'm kind of with you. I don't think so either.
Yeah, I'm not that sold. Yeah.
I used to be a Sam Darnold guy, but he's not accurate enough. At least Baker, for the most part, when healthy,
is not accurate.
He's more accurate than Sam.
Okay.
He screwed up this year so bad, Baker Mayfield. I'll always maintain this. If the guy, when you're hurt, you're doing more damage to your team.
By going out there.
Right.
Yeah.
Case Keenum is a very competent, established NFL quarterback. And if I can get 100% of Case Keenum versus 75% of Baker Mayfield, I take Case Keenum.
Heartbeat.
Baker claimed that he was fine, and he said, I'm good enough to play, and if I'm not, I wouldn't be going out there because that's not fair to my team and my teammates. So he claimed multiple times back then that he was definitely healthy enough to play.
Yeah, but that's like when you're 24 years old.
Trying to be tough.
And you're dumb.
Yep. Yeah.
Sure, because now he's backtracking.
Look, I mean, he's not a Super Bowl winning quarterback. I mean, maybe if you put like the 2000 Ravens around him, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Or like something like that.
That can make us quarterback.
Right.
Or
the 2002 Buccaneers, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Or whatever, you know. The greatest show on turf, right?
Yeah.
If you put him in the Warner role.
Seattle's defense back in the day. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
You know, like you guys, like there's some teams, of course, you can plug him in and it would work. Carolina's not one of them. So
agreed.
All right, that is Big Deal, No Deal, each and every day at 6:30. Last segment coming up. Are we going to talk to JB? Is he going to come by? And
is JB Long coming over?
Yeah.
The voice of the Rams? I said to him earlier, I go, JB, you got to stop by. He goes, well, you know how humble he is. He's like, well, if you guys would actually have me, I mean, that
why
would be.
Why wouldn't we have him?
No, because he's ridiculous. This kid, let me tell you something about this kid.
Why don't you tell me when he's here?
No, I want to tell you before. I want to tell you before this.
Laura needs to go to break, bro.
Yes, we need to go to break, sir.
We'll be back in 2 minutes. You can tell us whatever you want. Thank you, Christopher. It is our final segment here. Got a little chilly all of a sudden up here.
It did.
Got cold.
Yeah.
Like it.
It is. It's nice. This is the beautiful part about living here in Southern California.
That this is cold?
That it's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. It could be hot in the day. And it's like always nice.
This is considered freezing right now, but it's this is good. Good weather.
It's very nice.
This has been one spectacular afternoon.
Yeah.
The weather's been great.
Yeah.
The Rams draft house is awesome.
Yeah.
There's like a party going on here, which is kind of cool, you know. And I mean, listen, everybody's here. Les Snead and Sean McVay and, you know, just everybody that you would be interested in is kind of floating around here. I see Andrew Whitworth has made an appearance here this afternoon. So it's kind of cool, man.
Looks like he can still go. Here comes JB. Yeah, there he is. Getting up finally. He was listening to a story.
Okay.
Sitting in between Witt and
here's
Sean
JB.
McVay.
I'll try and make this before he gets here.
Yeah.
I talked to him after the Super Bowl. I go, hey, man, congratulations on this call of the Super Bowl. He goes, yeah, I wasn't very good. I'm like, what?
He
what?
Always does
I know
that.
He's so
why do you
hard.
Do that,
he's
JB?
So hard on himself.
Yes. Is that self-deprecating? Is that what
no,
they call
no,
that?
It's not self-deprecating.
What
Real
is that?
Quick, I've got an update on the Joel Embiid thing.
Yeah.
This is from Ramona. Mm-hmm. She just sent this to the news desk. So just for people that were listening to us earlier. Embiid was evaluated by specialists tonight to determine the severity of the orbital fracture. The results are still pending. Determination on surgery has not been made yet, but worth noting that he fractured his other orbital bone in 2018, immediately needed surgery. He'll be evaluated again next week, but at a minimum must be out 5 days with a concussion
per NBA rules.
Okay. No timetable for his injury yet, but sources said the door isn't closed yet. It depends on the severity of the orbital fracture.
He played yesterday,
right? So that means one, two, three, four, five. So he definitely is missing game one.
All right.
Okay.
Well, it's not
one
the
game.
Whole series, though.
So there you go.
Yes.
All now, right. JB Long is here with us. JB, thank you for joining us.
So
the voice
what's up,
of the Los Angeles Rams, Super Bowl champion broadcaster.
All right. Amen.
Let's do that.
Very nice.
Now, did you also grab the trophy by its neck like Cap did? And he compared it to grabbing a rattlesnake.
Rattlesnake.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, it seems like he's the type of guy that's grabbed a lot of rattlesnakes.
That
in
was going to be my question.
Yeah. Well, you know, the football's up at the top, mm-hmm. and then the body of the trophy's here. And then I was watching Sean McVay yesterday teach Scott Eastwood how to be Sean McVay, and he was very specific about how to hold the trophy. So I was comparing it to, like, have you ever seen somebody, like, milk a rattlesnake?
No.
Well, I'm here to tell you what you do. Let's say this is
a snake. But I definitely want to see where it goes from here, so please continue.
You take the snake by the back of the neck right here, right? And then you take the cup, and then you put the snake's fangs
He's
on
really
the cup.
Doing it.
And then the fangs, they ooze rattlesnake juice in the cup.
Venom.
Oh, yeah, that. Yes. That's the proper terminology.
So you're saying the Vince Lombardi trophy has something inside of it that if you were to tilt it properly – you could extract.
I don't know. Maybe, but there's a there's a way to hold it.
There's a reason it's so shiny.
There's a center of gravity to it that does kind of dictate how you hold it properly awkwardly, one way or the other.
Yeah.
DeMarco, you would have perspective on this.
I'm sorry, JB.
Welcome to the show.
Oh my God! Way to keep a straight face.
It's always been like the coveted prize, I don't think I ever respected it as a trophy. Nearly as much until I saw it and held it in person.
Yeah, like, pretty cool.
It's pretty lean and simplistic, right?
Yeah.
But man, when you hold it, it's special.
Yeah,
it really is.
You get it.
I do, and I'll say seriously. Like, you've held one as a player, DeMarco. Mm. You've held on to it now as the broadcaster of the Super Bowl champions. I've actually never held the Super Bowl trophy. You know, I've seen it like behind the glass and stuff.
Yeah.
And the way it's just kind of sitting out there right now, and I was able to just grab it.
Heavier than you expected?
Yeah, and your point is right on, because the weight is kind of, it's in a weird way, because the weight is at the top where the football is.
Yeah.
It is built, now that I think about it, to be hoisted.
Mm.
Yeah. You talk about hoisting the Lombardi trophy.
Yeah.
It is designed to be lifted on stage.
Right, but hoisting is the right word, not lifting.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, he's a professional broadcaster.
Of course he is. Like, I would say
unlike
lift.
You, you're a rodeo clown on this show. I mean,
that's because you lift. Look at you.
Look at this. what do you think of what's going on here today?
I think it's about what I expected.
I came here to be at a pool party.
Right.
Like spring break.
Yeah.
Okay.
Scott's like, I don't get the invite to the Hollywood Hills very often.
Yeah.
I've had this outfit picked out for the occasion.
He thought downtown Julie Brown and MTV Beach House would be here.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's what you may be too young for downtown Julie Brown now that I think about it. But
I'll pretend to be.
Yes. but yeah, that's what he thought he was getting into.
Well, Marco and I said we were coming in board shorts and resort attire.
Yeah.
And you see how DeMarco's afraid of coaches.
What was I wearing yesterday,
DeMarco, and I are all crossed up because DeMarco came in a sports coat yesterday, and MJD and I are wearing our hoodies and sneakers. And so I went with like a dress casual jacket. I don't even know what this is. I'm thankful to have it because it's getting chilly here. Yeah. But then DeMarco shows up in his Rams polo, so we're
going back and forth.
That's fine.
We're going back and forth.
No one cares how we're dressed.
So let me ask you a question, because we were about to tackle the other conference, the AFC, because we were talking about
good luck.
That's the point.
That's it.
That's the point, is that the NFC, look, the NFC still got plenty of great teams, the Rams, the Niners,
Brady,
Green
Rogers,
Bay,
yes.
Tampa Bay, right. But there's less of them than there are in the AFC. Like, that thing is, you know, the sport is already a battle of attrition, literally, because of how physical it is.
Sure.
But in the AFC, it's going to be a bloodbath just to make a playoff spot, I feel like.
Playoffs?
Well, you get a first-place schedule. You get a Super Bowl champion schedule, right, which means the crossovers, you get the likes of the Dallas Cowboys and the Buffalo Bills. But on top of that, you also catch, because of the schedule rotation, the AFC West, which just happens to be the one division that's kind of made a run at the NFC's West crown as the most challenging division. I think there's a case to be made that is the toughest draw. But I think you have to spin it the other way, too, that you also have an extra home game and you have a road game against the Chargers. So you can be at SoFi Stadium, what is that, 10 times?
Right.
And you have some other breaks. We'll see how it lines up. But, look, I think the group that's here, that's assembled, and what they hope to supplement with this weekend feels like they can go out and take on anybody anywhere, and whether that's the NFC, the AFC, the West.
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up. Taking on anyone anywhere and having won the championship. We didn't pay off what Scott said to Matthew Stafford that I was going to pull for
you. Oh, that's right. Oh, I'm so glad you're on.
Luckily,
Lindsay
did the work for us. So let me set the table here for you, JB.
Were there any rattlesnakes?
No rattlesnakes involved. Although some snakery, perhaps, once you listen to this audio. So I was telling DeMarco that when you guys had your 3-game losing streak, everyone on this station, except yours truly, jumped off the could not jump off fast enough. Even Steve Mason, who's part of the Rambly, has season tickets, blah, 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 said, I quote, I'm out on Matthew Stafford.
Talking about the Stafford deal, gave up too much to get him after they lost to Arizona.
I'm out on Matthew Stafford. This team can't win the Super Bowl yet. And I'm like, are you guys out of your mind? Like, this is so early in the season. So we were talking about that, and then I remembered, oh, wait, it gets better, because before the season even started, Scott told Matthew Stafford that basically, I don't believe in you, okay?
What's his training camp?
Yeah.
See?
He had just arrived. I'm not even joking. This is a day after the press conference.
I don't believe he said that.
Yep. You're going to hear the –
I don't
hear
believe
for
he
real.
Said that.
So you tell us what you thought you said.
I was essentially saying you come from a losing background. So why is everybody going to follow you as a winner? That's essentially what I was saying.
I mean, that's kind of like if I were hearing it, I'd be annoyed by it. But nonetheless, let's hear the audio.
Are we clipping this and sending it to Old Takes Exposed?
Oh, that's absolutely. No question about it. I actually know that guy. Laura, do we have it? All right, let me hear it.
As I've said, look, I don't know. Great statistics, traditionally bad organization, and the wins aren't there. Could you just give us a little thought on when you have been in your circumstances, but you think you're a winner? I mean, maybe it's you won a high school championship. Maybe it was an SEC title. But it's been a long time since consistent winning. What you plan on bringing that says, hey, everybody, follow me. I'm a winner.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing, I mean, I feel like I just answered it, but I understand what you're asking. You know, it's just to be who you are and who I am. If somebody loves this game and somebody's going to do everything he can to make this game or make this team as good as we possibly can be.
Oh, I forgot to add that on the front end that LZ was doing the show with us and asked him about, hey, man, you know, like he basically asked him. He asked him a very similar question.
Okay. And that's not bad. That's not horrible.
But
it required a follow-up.
But the condescension of, you know, maybe you won in high school or an SEC championship. I mean, I don't know about you. I could totally, even listening to it now, a year later almost, I could totally be like, if I were Matt Stafford, like, who's this bleeping guy?
Yeah, well, let me tell you something. A year later, he should have that attitude because he put it in my face. And anybody else who didn't believe that Matthew Stafford was going to translate from Detroit to L.A., and go from losing organization to winning organization and winning a Super Bowl, he showed us.
Yeah, he did.
He is going in the next year. And
won too many people.
Well, us as in people,
no,
who,
you.
People who, like me, and there were plenty of us, okay, who weren't sure. But you see, now Matthew Stafford is amongst the elite in the NFL because he's got a Super Bowl.
Right, but my argument at the time was he's always been elite. He just played for literally one of the worst franchises in sports.
Okay, well, and I compared him to Philip Rivers. That's who I compared him to.
Right, but if Philip Rivers would have played on a championship-caliber organization, he probably would have won a Super Bowl
champion.
Probably so.
That we always had that opinion of him, didn't we? Of Matthew Stafford going to play him in Detroit? Elite guy? Detroit wasn't that bad.
I think you feared him. I think you respected his ability to take any particular one game, put it on his shoulders, and send you home displeased.
Yeah
absolutely. But I think those depths of November – we're real. I mean, I think that flight home from Green Bay was probably pretty tough in a lot of ways. Some of those interceptions were not his fault. Some of them.
Oh, my gosh.
They're returned for touchdowns by the other team.
This is true.
And, man, if they don't go get that Monday night win, that COVID game in Arizona.
Turned everything around.
There's a lot of what-ifs that we could go back and relive, but probably will for the rest of our lives.
Why don't we finish the week with this, though, with JB?
Yeah.
Ask him the question about locations.
So we found out yesterday.
Hang in there, JB.
Scott shared with us that he and his girlfriend share each other's locations on their cell phone. And I said, well, that sounds like a relationship that doesn't have a lot of trust in it. He claims that it's actually the opposite, that they share each other's location because there's so much trust. What say you?
I am a location share with my wife.
He knew what he was getting into.
What a revelation.
The very quick backstory on that is when I am on the road, as I so frequently am, I am completely off the radar to her, gone and forgotten.
Right.
She is locked in on taking care of our two boys and doing everything.
Right.
She hardly checks in with me. I can't even get her to respond to a text message. Conversely, when she's on the road, she's there to not be with the kids and to make the most of her time detached from me and our boys. So she does not answer my text messages. The moral of the story is she's not a good communicator when we're apart, like out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
So to get me off of her back and be like, honey, are you still alive? Are you coming home? Like, should I be concerned? Do I need to call the police? She just started the location sharing service so that I could see where she is and that she's
right.
Where
but you have small children. What's your excuse?
I have small children, too.
No, you don't.
I mean, my youngest is 15. She's small.
No.
Your youngest, like, gets Ubers to go places. Like, she's not that small.
You have one kid that lives at home.
Yeah, right.
No, I have two kids that live at home, and I have two kids that are coming home to home.
Yeah.
Are we in the majority or the minority?
We're
there?
In the minority.
You're in the minority.
We're in the minority.
Yes. Minority.
You're in the minority. But, you know, we're good guys, JB. Don't listen to him. We're good guys.
See, the way I figure is the provider and the maker of the device knows where I am.
Yeah, right, right. So what's it matter?
The woman I trust most on this planet might as well, too.
Can we also end on how ridiculous you look by adding this jacket that you've just added to the ensemble you already have here that already was somewhat ridiculous?
I went with pool spring break gear today.
Right, now you got a puffer jacket.
Now I'm ready for, Cap, like...
As always, I have your back on all things fashion, and even you were asking rhetorical questions to Matthew Stafford last summer. I knew there was not a doubt in your mind.
Right. We're done here.
Yes,
from,
we are.
From the Rams Draft House here in the Hollywood Hills. JB, thank you for hanging out with
us. Yes, sir.
Good to see you guys.
DeMarco, thank you for putting up with our shenanigans for the entire day.
Loved it. Good stuff.
Thank you so much. Great job, Lindsay. Great job, Laura. You guys have a great weekend. Don't forget, you can hear the draft from ESPN Radio. It will be on right after us. The Rams will draft probably in a couple hours. So make sure you lock it in here on 710
probably
ESPN.
Is a bit strong.
Yeah.